Midsummer Night's Dream's been performed, you know, thousands of times in thousands of different places. What makes this performance different than the others?
Well, that's a good question. I originally, when it was proposed that we do Midsummer, I thought originally, oh God, really? Do we need to see another production of this play? It's been done billions of times. It's Shakespeare's most produced play. Everybody thinks they know it backwards and forwards. And I didn't want to do it. So I sat down with the script back in the winter of this year and reread it and tried to see if I could find an in. And as I read it, it became abundantly clear that the play's central conflict around choice and marriage in 2011 really resonated with issues of marriage equality. And The Hive is very much about producing classics in a way that resonate with modern audiences. And so as soon as that occurred to me, I started to read the play through that lens of choice and marriage equality and same-sex marriage, and everything started to come together in a way that was really quite magical. And so in terms of what makes this play different is that it's ultra-modern. It very much deals with issues of marriage equality, same-sex marriage, gender disparity, all of the things that we're dealing with in the modern age, so that when people come in to see it, I think they're going to see a Midsummer unlike any that they've ever seen before. We've really taken a lot of the cliches and stereotypes around the fairies and the slapstick humor of the lovers, and we've really turned it on its ear. That's not to say that the play isn't terribly funny and appealing. It is, but I think it is funny and appealing in a way that gets rid of a lot of the cliches that have hung on to this play for decades.
Okay, so aside from the dialogue, what else has been, you know, modified in this performance?
Well, the dialogue has been trimmed, but by and large we've maintained Shakespeare's original. The only place we've really changed things is in pronouns. So him to her and her to him and things like that, still trying to pay very close attention to the scansion so that we don't add any extra syllables in. The play is set in the here and the now, so it's very much in the modern day. The world of the forest is kind of a urban, modern nightclub with a lot of techno and electronica, and the way that we've envisioned the world of the forest is not so much a pastoral, dreamlike place, but a place where all of the dark, repressed, unspoken fantasies of humanity come to life. That the world of the fairies, as it existed in Shakespeare's time, was one that was fascinating but dangerous. And I think a lot of the cliches that have hung on to A Midsummer Night's Dream is one in which the forest and the fairies are this place that's of sort of wonderful childlike innocence and play. And that's really something that comes out of a later age, not Shakespeare's. And we've tried to bring back that element of danger into the world of the forest. Otherwise, this is one of the complaints I've had of other productions of Midsummer, is you watch and the world of the fairies and the forest seems like this great place. Why would you ever want to leave? And so that when the lovers leave, it seems a little anticlimactic. The world of the forest, as we presented it, is one that is very titillating and very fascinating, but one that you can only take for so long before it gets to be dangerous.
Okay, in order for all this, obviously, you know, to come to fruition and to work, you need a solid cast. Can you just talk a little bit about who you have as a cast?
Sure. We're very lucky to have a fantastic cast in this play. The Hive is a member company. We don't charge any membership dues or anything like that among our members. They are people that we've worked with in the past, we want to work with continually. So half of our cast are Hive members, and half of our cast are people that we've met anew during the audition process. So we have people like Shira Gregory, who was in Frost Nixon on Broadway, Chris Critelli, who does the Lincoln Center Songbook series. We have some tremendous cast members, Alan Winner, who worked with Trevor Nunn in London. We've got so many terrifically talented people and a very diverse cast, who half of whom we've worked with repeatedly and half of whom are new to us. But it's been an absolute blast to work with them because many of the actors are playing more than one role. We have the same actor who's playing Theseus, the Duke of Athens in the beginning of the play, then cross-dresses to play Titania in the forest. And the actress who's playing Hippolyta, the Queen of the Amazons in the beginning of the play, cross-dresses to play Oberon as a man in the forest. So there's lots of fun experiences where audience members don't even realize it's the same actor until the end of the show when they come out for curtain call and take off their wig. And that's just an absolute blast to see the looks on people's faces when they realize it's the same person.
The performance is currently in repertory with Bad Evidence as a part of the Summer of Lust between the Hive Theater Company and you guys. What is the thing that brings all of this together?
Well, we've been using the term two plays in tandem. You know, kind of traditionally, repertory would involve the same cast or the same set. We're really linked thematically as opposed to linked physically in terms of the two productions. So our two plays in tandem are linked through themes of power, gender, and marriage, and how all of those things can interplay in a way that is powerful and functional and positive in ways that are tremendously dark and destructive. And the two plays really look at the full spectrum of possibilities in power, gender, and marriage. And that's how we have been looking at these plays in terms of how they resonate with each other. They're very different stylistically. They're very different in terms of their tone, but those are the things that unite them.
Okay, what would you like the audience attending to get out of the performance? Let's say someone approaches you after the show and they say exactly what you'd like to hear. What would they say?
Well, for me, I hope that they had a blast. And that's been the experience so far of the people who've come to see it, is that A Midsummer Night's Dream, regardless of interpretation, has to be fun. Otherwise, there's not much of a reason to do it. And so when I have people come up to me, what I like to hear and what I have heard is that they had an absolute blast, that they saw the play anew in a whole new light and in a way that got them to see the play fresh for the first time, perhaps, you know, in their entire lives. So for me, that's it. It's all about fun and freshness.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to say about the performance that we haven't touched base on? It's being performed through July.
Yes, we are playing in tandem with Bad Evidence through July 31st.